Shin Tezayin, Sif Tes. The Mechaber discusses in this Sif a parish. A parish is some type of a bug that would fly or that would jump, a black bug, that it's not really born from a zoch in the kevod, which the Brewer explains. It doesn't come from male and female. Rather, it's noilad from the offer, from the dirt. That's where it comes from. From the dirt, it gets created, it gets produced, this type of a tiny little bug. And this bug, Be'etzem, has dinim like any other behemah chayv oif, and Be'etzem have the Isser of Tzedah, of trapping it, and the Isser of Shechita, of Tzedah Shama, of killing it. It happens to be that for Tzedah, it's only a drabon de Geshayla, because Ein B'mina Nitzer, like we established, any species that's not a typical thing to trap it in order to have it, does not have the Isser deraisa, the Melacha deraisa of Tzad. So as the Isser drabon of Tzedah, but in terms of Tzedah Shama, in terms of killing it, it has Isser deraisa, like any other behemah chayv oif, like any other bug, that's Isser deraisa of killing it. So Mechaber says about this parish, it's called a Bargus, in Lashon Arab and Arabic, also to it, also to trap it. Like we said, it's also to trap it. Midrabanan. Unless it's on your skin, it's about to bite you. It's on your skin and it's about to bite you. So then, since the Isser of Tzedah, of trapping of you, is only Drabanan, Chazal, Mokum Tsar, the Tsar of being bitten. But this bug, they were in Geyser, and they said that you could trap it and throw it away. And that was just, it says that it's biting you. Our place can say it doesn't have to actively bite you, but the chashash is going to bite you. But that's what the Mechaber says, it's Lashon of Oitzah that's biting you. Mr. Brewer says there are those, our place can, it comes from the Rishonim even, that are makel, if it's on like the inside of your clothing, the inside of your shirt or undershirt or something like that, and you're afraid it's going to bite you, even though it's not actively on your skin yet, but that's already close enough and a big enough chance that it might come to bite you, that somebody's going to hold that you could trap it and take it in your hand, which is basically trapping it, and throw it aside. If you can knock it down to the ground with the other hand without grabbing it in your hand, without doing tzedah, that would be an appropriate chumash, the Brewer says, because this is a machlekas, if you can make a to trap the parish, when it's not actively on your skin biting you, it's like on the inside of your shirt, inside of your clothing. Now, even though the Mechaber allows trapping it in this case, when it's on you and it's liable to bite you or it's about to bite you, he says, also harga, it's also to kill it. And the reason is because when it comes to killing it, now we're dealing in the realm of deraisa. As opposed to tzedah, trapping it by species that's not b'mina nitzah, that's not typically trapped, we're dealing in the realm of drabanan. Now, not to say that if you actively kill the parish, you will do a melacha deraisa and b'chayv chatas. Because most places can go, and that's where we generally go, we had mamash in the previous sif, that melacha she'ein tzirich l'gufa is pata. The Rambam was not like that, because melacha she'ein tzirich l'gufa is chayv. And most places can go the melacha she'ein tzirich l'gufa when you don't need the actual thing you're doing the melacha in, it's not melech machshavas, and it's pata avalasa. And here, you're not doing because you want to have the bug, you just want to avoid the bug killing you. And therefore, avada will only be issur drabanan according to most places. However, since besides a melacha deraisa, killing a parish, if you were doing it because you want the parish, and just it happens to be in this scenario of drabanan, it's ain't tzirich l'gufa, so therefore the Mechaber says also to kill it, even if it's on the verge of biting you. As opposed to tzedah, which by a parish is entirely drabanan, because it's ain't b'mina nitzah, it's not a species that's typical of a trap. So there, if it's on you and it's about to bite you, or possibly even on the inside of your clothing, and you're afraid it's going to bite you, then in that case, the Mechaber's Mekel allows you to be tzadah to trap it and then throw it aside. The Rambam says, the same way you cannot kill the parish, you're also shouldn't smush it with your hand in order to shvach and to make it weaker, that shouldn't go back on you, because you might come to kill it. Rather, you should take it with your hand and just throw it aside. And the Bir Halacha brings about this, the Arpais can allow smushing it in a soft, gentle way, and without trying to kill it. And you don't have to be afraid you're going to kill it. It's a massive Halacha, shine the many shine both sides. So the Maisa, the Halacha is, like it says in Shulchan Aruch and Derma, that you should not smush the parish, because you might come to kill it. You know, not intending to kill it, but you might come to kill it. That's enough that you should be careful with this. And Mishnah Berurah tells us the reason why by the parish, we dig more seriously than the kino, which is a different type of bug that we'll deal with Mishnah in the second half of the sif, is because the parish, even though it doesn't come from Zach and the Keva, it comes from the dirt. And that's right enough that it's dinim, that Gerga Behem El Chai Vaiv. As opposed to the kino, that as Hashem will learn about later on the sif, that comes from the Zeya, just comes from sweat, in a sweaty, moist area. That's where the kino comes from. And that's considered even less of a burial than the parish, which comes from the dirt. And something has less chias. And therefore, even though with the kino, you're not chayiv for Tils Hashama if you kill on Shabbos, the parish are chayiv for Tils Hashama if you kill on Shabbos, therefore even it's biting you, just because it's tzar avan you, it's not a hefter for you to kill it, and like we said from the Ramah, be careful not to smush in the way that might come to be killed, only that be mutter, it's the case where it's in the verge of biting you, is to trap it. You can trap it and throw it aside.